My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, so the question of the day is, what store or establishment would you like to see come back? 713-572-4610. Before we get there, though, we do got some news on the Texans, as captains have been released. And so I kind of wanted to step to you a little bit on this because you had some guesses.
I did.
On who the captains would be.
So
before we get there, I want to see how right you end up being.
I guessed C.J. Stroud. Tommy Townsend.
Okay.
Will Anderson.
Sure.
Azeez Al-Shaair.
That feels easy.
And I went out on a limb a little bit and said Stephon Diggs.
Okay. All right, so you ready for the team captains that we have? Clearly, C.J. Stroud is going to be a team.
All right, that was a gimme.
Obvious. Okay. Stephon Diggs is indeed a team captain.
I knew this was good. Well, I shouldn't say I knew. I thought this would happen.
I love that decision, by the way, before we keep going, right? Like, that feels like, hey, give... Coaches have talked about this, right? And I understand that it's been overblown, the discussion of him being like problem child in some ways or whatever. But sometimes what a player needs in order to become more mature or whatever, again, and I understand that's a talking point as opposed to probably a reality. You give someone responsibility sometimes and they step 100%. Up to the call, right? And so I do love the idea of, hey, just 100%. Give him the responsibility of being a captain. He's been a leader in training camp. You've seen him you know, coaching guys up or talking to him or whatever. Yeah, man, I love that idea, even just to kind of wipe away some of those questions that have been made about him as a dude. Laramie Tunsil is a captain.
I almost did. And wasn't he a captain last year?
That I don't have a good quite answer on. I'll do my Googles.
He might have been,
But Laramie Tunsil, those are your three offensive captains.
Okay.
Your defensive captains are as follows. Jimmy Ward. That makes sense, right?
Yeah. Tunsil was last year.
Very good. All right. Yeah. So that continuity exists. Will Anderson Jr.
All right. I had that one.
And captain.
Yeah.
And then if this one just made sense, Azeez Al-Shaair.
I had that one too. I think he's the leader on this defense.
He runs that defense.
He's the leader on this defense.
He runs that defense. And that's kind of what you expected from a middle linebacker in general, or a veteran middle linebacker, but he absolutely has that. So those are your three defensive ones. And your special teamer? Not Tommy Townsend.
John Weeks, baby.
Long snapper.
I mean, it makes sense. He's been the captain multiple times. Actually, at one point was a Pro Bowl deep snapper a few years ago. Been here forever. This is 13th year? Something like that? 12, 13 years?
I thought it was longer than that.
Might be 14. But either way, I thought Weeks was the obvious choice, but I thought, you know what? They might start to transition this and do the old Tommy Townsend thing, but John Weeks couldn't be happier for him. So there they are. C.J. Stroud, Laramie Tunsil, Will Anderson, Jimmy Ward, John Weeks, Azeez Al-Shaair, and Stephon Diggs. Love the Stephon Diggs.
This might be 15 for my man.
Really?
All right, shout out to John Weeks getting NFL checks, baby.
I'm about to say, he's been around for a little bit.
Yeah.
38 years of age, still doing it. Appreciate that.
I always
think
about when D'Amico Ryans first got hired and they had the legends taking the picture and the current Texans taking the group picture, and John Weeks was in both.
That's right. That's right.
Because he is a Houston legend, a Texans legend, and he's a current Texan.
Get you a long snapper that can.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Do both.
Yeah.
All right, so question of the day. Let's get to that. The establishment that you wish was still kicking, right? Like John Weeks is.
Mm-hmm.
And so... within this, people are texting in a whole bunch. In fact, our guy B. Scott on the YouTube listening, he'll join us here shortly in the 11 o'clock hour. But he was like, he got kids now. So he wishes we still had Celebration Station, Discovery Zone, and Astroworld. Wow. Celebration Station, that opened up some memories for me. I was like, oh man, I miss Celebration Station. But the Astroworld, that one, yeah, I needed that. Like the nostalgia that I could tap into by just... heading right to
any number of memories come
South
back.
Loop and yeah. just jumping right over there, man. Yeah,
you walk over that bridge over 610.
Yeah,
remember
brother.
That? You park on this side, yep. and go to the other side.
Yep, that's yeah. That would be huge. That'd be great. Yeah. So yeah, no, that's one for me. You had some answers.
I
though.
Do.
Yeah.
Figgy, this is all tied around something that you're going to bring up at 1:20.
Yeah.
So not to spill the candy in the lobby here, but what is the one that you know is coming back?
So GameStop is, I think they still have a couple GameStops.
Yeah they do still have some locations.
But they doing the GameStop with like retro games.
Okay. I got two that came in up immediately. Blockbuster, baby. There was something special about Friday. You come home from school or practice or whatever. You have your dinner and then, hey, mom, I'm going to Blockbuster. And you just walk into Blockbuster and like, oh, damn, they're out of that one. They have no cases in there. Remember they had the little cartons or whatever they are? And then you'd go up, hey, did anybody just return, Fast Times at Ridgemont High? You know, they did. They just returned it. Oh, cool. So, okay, I'll rewind it. Yeah, I'll get it and all that. Blockbuster Friday. You're roaming up and down. Here's the drama. Here's the comedy. Here's basically what we do online now on our TVs.
That's the only thing is I feel like we've adequately replaced that experience, although there was something nice about the feeling of getting yourself ready for a movie night or whatever, a trip there.
But the thing is, looking at those movies, there wasn't a trailer video where you could just watch. You were like going in blind.
Right.
It could be this scary movie. You'd be like, oh, I can't wait to see it. That movie was ass. Like that movie ain't even watchable.
You was just taking swings in the dark.
But then they had the impulse buys as you're waiting winding through the line. Oh yeah. Man, they got
candy popcorn.
Yes, yeah. They got chocolate covered milk duds. They got milk duds. Hell yes. Or, someone give me some milk duds.
Or how about the extra fee for not rewinding the video?
That's what I'm saying. I'll rewind it right now. And then the other one for me is drive-in movies. Man. Mm. Oh, the memories. Oh, the memories of drive-in movies. You didn't even experience that at all, did you?
Not very much. I've been to one, but it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I could adequately compare it. I do think the concessions ended up being a tough.
But that was cool, too. You'd walk to the back.
Yeah, but...
walk to the back, get a hot dog, and maybe, you have your date, and you walk with her or your boys, and you're walking with them and just cutting up. Then you bring all the stuff back to your car. Sometimes you got folding chairs you take out. My dad, when I went with the family, he had a station wagon. And he'd put the folding chairs on top of the station wagon. That was the coolest thing ever.
Hey.
It was drive-in movies, baby. Missed it. How about you, Figgy?
I was kind of a nerd when it comes to like gadgets and stuff like that. I ain't gonna say Radio Shack, but like,
well, Circuit
City.
Circuit City.
I used to like going to Circuit City.
Absolutely.
I was a music guy. I used to like FYE. Just going into the CD store.
Yes.
And just going around and
or like Hastings.
Yeah.
Oh, Hastings. Well, they're still around, right?
Are they?
Isn't Hastings still around?
I don't think so. I think Barnes & Noble's cleared the block on that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Some other ones that came up on the text line. Foley's. I feel like Foley's solid department store. I think we still got some.
Still around.
I think we still got some that are holding us down. 806 at Toys R Us. So many good memories as a kid.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, just also Toys R Us. Low key. Great babysitter. Right? Like, you just let the kids run. Because the kids are happy about it, too. And you don't actually have to buy anything. Just let them play in the aisles for 30 minutes or something.
I know the last time I went to a Toys R Us, it was the one over by NRG. Before, I guess, his last days or whatever. I went in there. I'm like, man, this don't even hit the same more, man. It was just all... they had a whole bunch of toys, but it just looked dirty and deserted, man.
So people are really with you on the drive-in. 346 says Steamboat Drive-In. Whew. Someone else mentioned 346 mentioned there's a drive-in in Tomball.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other folks that are happening. Circuit City, Kmart, Sears.
I remember Kmart.
Yeah, man. Like, Kmart. I feel like we are losing like the strong department store though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
right?
Thanks, Amazon.
Really took that away from us.
I say that being as big a part of the problem as anyone. Yeah. I mean, I get everything at Amazon. But.
Yeah, I still love a good brick and mortar. So like, the department store went up for me. Hollywood Video is on that same line. KB Toys on that same line of what we were talking about earlier. 713 mentioned Luther's Barbecue. Like, you're just your favorite food spot that went out of the game, especially 2020 when, you know, COVID really made it tough for restaurants. Yeah. I know that there's a lot of restaurants out there that were just like, damn, man, wish they could have been able to make it through that time period.
Well, we'll get more into this, when Figgy does his mixtape at 120. But the other one that I was thinking of is, and somebody mentioned it on the text board, are there still Mr. Gaddy's around? Or Shakey's? Y'all remember Shakey's Pizza?
I'm not familiar with Shakey's, but Mr. Gaddy's,
that local?
No, Shakey's was a national brand, man.
Huh.
They were big on high school football back in the day. So, like, a lot of teams would be the meetup place after the game. You know, Shakey's Pizza, Mr. Gaddy's as well. I haven't seen in Gaddy's in forever.
I think it's technically still in the game. But it looks like the stores are mostly in California and Washington and then overseas in the Philippines.
Shakey's you're talking about?
Shakey's Pizza.
They were a national brand. They were good.
What about the department store Ames? Is it Ames? Amy's? A-M-E-S?
Not familiar at all.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, that might be a Midwest
Shout out
thing.
To the 346 who brought up Bennigan's. That was one of my jams.
Bennigan's
for sure.
Was good.
Yeah. All right, now I'm just getting hungry.
I know.
Tejano Boy on the YouTube, right, though. Fry's Electronics. Just like, again.
Oh, Fry's.
A place where you know you can go and probably get what you need. Because this, in general, Amazon has ruined that, but they've also ruined the idea of, like, stores having inventory in store.
Yeah.
You know, it's like stores, they'll have a little bit, but they're like, oh, that niche thing, yeah, we only sell that online. I'm like, but I walked in the store and I need it now.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to deal with shipping.
Yeah. No, there are certain things where you have to, like, okay, I got to go. I need that right
that's
now.
That's Best Buy for you, man. You go in the Best Buy, be like, I saw this
I don't
online.
Got nothing no more.
Oh, no, you got to order that online. Like, what?
Really?
Like, I want to hold it in my hand.
Oh, shout out to the Mr. Gaddy's roll call that just came in on text line. North Shore, Humble. Brenham.
All right.
Appreciate y'all. Shoney's, Ryan's. Oh, I missed me some Ryan's. Anyways, now I'm just getting hungry. Keep texting those in. The places and the establishments that you wish were still in the game right here in Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we begin our hour on Tuesdays with our guy B. Scott. We'll go around the NFL, discuss some of the things that happened, including a left tackle finally getting his money. We'll discuss that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.